He is famously known as the yogi with the Lamborghini. He's an international celebrity in the world of law and attraction and spirituality. He's helped millions of people around the world manifest their goals and their dreams, including me. Welcome, Master Sri Akarshana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Master.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to have you on. Master, I want to ask, what is the science behind manifestation?
Like attracts like. Energy is everything. Everything is energy. And when things are on a similar frequency, then they come together. So you start spotting the opportunities when you get your vibrational frequency in line and aligned with your goals and your dreams.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Very interesting. So, Master, after the pandemic, people are looking for, a life of fulfillment, a life of more purpose. You have a fascinating story of your life and how that kind of turned into something more fulfilling. Can you share some of your story with us and how people can lead a life of more fulfillment?
I think to understand the pillars of life is very important.
Yes.
So we always talk about there's four pillars. The first pillar is health. Without health, you've got nothing else really. So we have to look after our health. The second thing is wealth, which is an interesting one when it comes to spiritual people and people who believe in things like manifestation, because they usually tend to think that, money is not important. But we eat as a result of money. Our shelter is because of money. So money is very important. Next one is relationship. Relationship, not just relationship with our living partner, but also having a good relationship with ourselves. There's so many people, especially during the lockdown and pandemic as well, they felt lonely. They felt stressed, they felt anxiety, the unknown of the future. But we always say that if you are thinking that you need somebody else to complete, people say, I need my other half, then it means that you are not full. Mm-hmm. What you attract from that standpoint is someone else who is also not full. The way to attract and manifest the most beautiful relationships is when you find that fulfillment from within first, So we always say love starts from self-love. So even relationship with yourself and with others, the communication and everything. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing is a sense of purpose, right? Like most people, they do a job because it's a job. Every single day, they're just working. They don't know what's next. And then they think more. Maybe more money will make me more happy. Yeah. Maybe another promotion will make me more happy. But they're still left unfulfilled. Not many people get to find their purpose, like you. Being able to do something that is beyond oneself. Like a lot of these shows that you're doing and all the efforts and time, we were just speaking about this before. Mm-hmm. You're dedicating so much time and effort into this. Why? Well, it's not just for self. You're serving humanity, So once people find something that is greater than themselves, where they can contribute beyond, that starts fulfilling that final pillar. And I feel that in a similar way, my journey has been navigating, figuring it out. I think everyone is always trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But it depends on the upbringing. My upbringing was, my dad told me, make money and you'll be successful. So in my early 20s, I made a bunch of money. But I wasn't happy. And it took time, took many years before figuring out that, hey, it's not just going from there to say, no, money's not important. Okay, I found it. That's what I thought at one point. Life is about contribution. It's not about money. And then you go into contribution, you find that if you don't have money, how can you contribute and help others?
Yeah.
And so then starting to figure out, hey, it's the balance of all four of these pillars. And I believe that is true fulfillment. When one is able to look after their health, that is mental health also,
mm-hmm.
I know we just went through this mental health awareness day as well. So mental health also, health, wealth, relationship, purpose. If we start mastering all of those pillars, we find that balance in life.
So you mentioned wealth, which is one of the main pillars. There's often a divide between people who have a spiritual life and a materialistic mm-hmm. life. How do we incorporate the two? And why do some people feel guilt to incorporate the two?
You name yourself the yogi with the Lamborghini, and then you trigger people's thoughts because now people are thinking, this guy can't be for real, you see? How can you have a yogi and you say you're spiritual? That can't make any... how can you yogi, spiritual, and Lamborghini at the same time? It can't be real, you know? that is the point of the message, you know? I think that there is a very clear divide in this world. You have the people who are every single day in the hustle and grind, chasing one goal after another, more and more and more money, looking for material life, especially here in Dubai, mm-hmm. very bling bling space. And so everybody's looking at the next, you know, what's the next big thing? And they feel that fulfillment needs to be there. Mm-hmm. And then you have spiritual people on the other hand, are all in tune with, no, I love myself, gratitude.
Hug a tree.
Hug a tree, beautiful vibrations. And they feel that they're living in metaphysical and they are only existent in metaphysical. The other one is non-aware of the metaphysical, is only aware of the physical. But we are spiritual beings in a physical body, having a physical experience. So, you know, the secret has to be to bridge that gap. Mm-hmm. That's why for the past, you know, 11, 12 years now, our message is purely to awaken the spiritual people to say, hey, I know you are all into love and gratitude and high vibrations and all the rest of it, but you cannot deny when you can't pay the bills, you get stressed. You can say, I am abundant, I am the universe. But when you open your eyes and you don't see abundance, that it's not your reality.
Yeah.
So why not just be open to the fact that we are physical beings? Physical, material world, it's okay. It's when it becomes the addiction and the attachment, that's when it becomes the problem. Mm-hmm. So that's the message for these guys over here. Then you've got the message for the other guys, which is to say, you know, you're chasing. Where's fulfillment? Because you keep pushing fulfillment and happiness backwards. You think it's on the other side of success. But you know, if you lived success and happiness now, then actually you've got that positive advantage and everything comes much easier. You know, mm-hmm. life becomes beautiful.
Mm. Master, I find women are a bit more susceptible to being slightly more spiritual or believing in manifestation. What do you say to men who don't necessarily believe in manifestation?
I think it's, you know, women are, I would say, more loving, all into that, you know, love and I love you and showing love, expressing love and that type of thing. And I think men are afraid to do that. And they feel maybe that masculinity, the alpha, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's why you start to see, you know, a lot more women get into spirituality because they're in love and connection with the divine and universe and things. But I think regardless, men want to. They want to have that side of them. And they probably do, you know, behind closed doors with their loved ones, they're probably like that. You take a alpha male, masculinity guy who's outside, you put them next to their child at home, you'll see the other side, mm-hmm. you know? But it's just they're afraid. So I think that knowing that it's okay, it's the to give that vulnerability. And that vulnerability is actually a very, very deep power. It's very powerful energy. And also manifestation, I think people have a slight misunderstanding of it because they think that it's just this, you know, dream of girl of my dreams, bam, it's in front of you.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Well, you tell me. So, but there is still action. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say to people, I say that your vibration attracts the opportunity.
Yep.
Right? But your action claims the manifestation, mm-hmm. right? The universe can only deliver the parcel and show it in front of you. But you got to go and you got to speak, you got to do something, you know?
Mm. Absolutely. Master, what are your some of your daily, I guess, routines, or what do you do on a daily basis to keep you within that spiritual realm, especially in a place like Dubai?
Too much. There's too many things. Okay, so you people for one.
Yes.
Too many people. Just too much noise.
Too much noise. Yeah.
You know. And when the more noise, the more distraction, the less focus. Mm-hmm. All manifestation is just focused energy.
Yeah.
If I can protect my space so that I don't have so many distractions, you know, and if I can create some sort of system for that, then, you know, my energy will be in that prime energy for whatever my goals are, my dreams are, whatever I want to manifest, you know, that focus can be there. So I think that surrounding is very important. We don't drink alcohol, we don't go out partying. Our partying is very silent. Mm-hmm. somebody else walking into our parties will think there's something gone wrong here.
Something,
you know?
Wrong.
what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But we feel that joy, we feel that bliss, you know, so it's not required that way. We stay away from too much scrolling,
yes,
news and media, mm-hmm, but you guys are in news and media. So sometimes too much, you know, negative news that is spread around the world is not so good, because every swipe, it's contaminating this mind, you know.
Yeah.
So I think main things are like that. Obviously, we have our meditation, yoga practices, and diet requirements and all that as well.
Mm-hmm. Master, we're approaching a more of a difficult time in society, a potential recession. What would you say to anyone who's trying to attract more money and abundance?
Now is the time for opportunity. So during this period, people need to work more than ever before, work harder than before, accumulate as much wealth as possible. And the people who do not know how to accumulate that wealth right now, they need to learn. You need to find yourself a mentor, find yourself a coach, you know, find somebody who's done it already, who is actively doing, because there's so many opportunities right now, you know, and I know it's quite a sensitive topic to some people, but even in the digital space right now with the crypto and the NFT space, yeah, there's actually huge opportunities there. But obviously not just to navigate it blindly, because you can also lose a lot of money. But there are opportunities, and if they find the right mentors, that is a big opportunity to get into right now to be able to scale up. And I think that another thing that most people are not accustomed to when it comes to building wealth is leveraging. Everybody's always wanting to, you know, when I save enough money, then I will do X, Y, Z. But over the last 5-10 years, you haven't saved enough money, so it's not likely it's going to happen in the next 3 years, you know? So you need to learn to leverage. If you look at the most wealthiest people in the world, they leverage money, whether that be from, you know, we call it good debt and bad debt, what Robert Kiyosaki speaks about as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when they learn to leverage money on a spiritual, on an energetic level, what are they doing? They are opening themselves up to allowing money to come in without the fear, with trust that the money can go back out for the energy to come back in. What goes out comes in, what comes in goes out. You see, this is flow, this is energy and flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a very important point for people to learn to leverage, find a mentor, gain the knowledge, and acquire as much wealth as possible. Those who do, through this economic downturn, which is inevitable, you know, it's gonna happen. It happens every 12 to 15 years, it's a cycle, it needs to happen. So it will happen, but when that happens, the people who play it smart over the next 1 to 2 years,
yeah,
they will find that the result they can create in the next, you know, 1, 2, 3 years,
mm-hmm,
is far greater than what you would hustle and grind for 15 years, you know,
mm-hmm,
because the opportunities will be huge, because with the downturn will come so many things that are undervalued. So that's the time to acquire.
You mentioned the flow of money. Mm. What if someone feels like they have blockages in life or some sort of adversity. Rumi says you have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. Mm. So what if somebody feels like they have, if someone listening or watching, if they're going through adversity or they just feel like that luck is not aligning? Mm.
So it's not luck.
Okay.
It's energy, it's vibration. If the vibration is not aligning, it means that most likely it's your subconscious thoughts that is not aligning. Mm-hmm. Your subconscious thoughts then is triggering your emotions, the fear, right? The lack. So I think there's three ways I would usually refer to be able to change that. The first way would be to find somebody who can help you reprogram the mind. Yeah. Using something like NLP, where we do a cognitive reframing, you can change your past programming. So that's everything in your mind is pain, pleasure, relations. So I always say to people, if you show me the first 7 years of your life, I can predict your future. A lot of people living in with relationship problems or wealth problems right now is the programming that they received when they were a child. So I think the first thing is cognitive reframing. The second thing is energy healing. We have what we call energy center here. There's stored energy, stuck energy. Mm-hmm. That's why on this lower belt, sometimes people can lose weight everywhere, but this cute donut thing here kind of stays there, you know? But that's because your physical is purely a limited representation of the metaphysical. It means that there are stuck energies inside there. That's why it's tougher, you see? It's stubborn energy. Mm-hmm. So with energy healing, cleansing, modalities like that, we can move that energy, free that energy, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's the second way. And the final way, I believe, is all to do with environment. You know, we are the result of nature and nurture. You know, it doesn't matter how focused you want to be towards wealth. If everybody is really lacking around you and always speaking negative around you, you're going to start feeling and thinking that way too. So like people say, your network is your net worth. We say your tribe is your vibe. It affects your vibration. So I think change these three things and it will help.
Master, what can someone do on a daily basis, small things to change their life or improve their life?
The fundamental, move their body and breathe. Mm-hmm. Moving the body gets the energy flowing. When an energy is not flowing, it's blocked energies. That's where physical blockages happen as well. Mm-hmm. Second thing is breath. Most people, they're not really breathing properly. We haven't been taught at school how to breathe. So we're not going to go into any complex pranayama or anything. Just simple, deep inhale, gentle exhale. Imagine one simple breath like that. Suddenly it's become peaceful, it's become calm. Mm-hmm. You know, people are living in a very stressful day-to-day right now. So if they keep reminding themselves to breathe, deep inhale, exhale, focus on breath at all times, they'll calm their energies. They'll gain more clarity. They'll be more focused towards their manifestations.
What do you say to someone who doesn't believe in manifestation?
Manifestation is when you put something out and you get some sort of return, right? Mm-hmm. The universe responds, we say, right? So it's very simple. We say, oh, if you're more positive, you're more likely to attract more positive. You're more negative, you're more likely, okay? So people who don't believe, I say this, go out on the streets, one whole day, smile at everybody and start collecting how many people smile back. How many people give you a good energy, you know? Next day, I don't really think they need to try this. They can just imagine it already. Next day, everyone you see, you can stick your middle finger up at. See what responds, you know? Don't really do that because then you might get a slap here exactly. And a punch there, you know? But that's what it is. That's all it is, you know? People say, I don't believe in manifestation. I always ask them, I say, how did you manifest your breakfast this morning? They say, I didn't manifest it. Well, let me ask you a question. Did you think about it? Yes. Did you feel like you really wanted it? Yes. Did you take some sort of action to go and get it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you took the action, did you believe that you will be able to achieve the bowl of cereal? Yes or no? Yes, I believed it. Then when it arrived, did you block it or did you consume it? Did you receive it? You received it. Great. Manifestation.
Love that. I do an evening show on Virgin Radio, and I get a lot of calls from people who are lonely at night. Mm. They've either moved to Dubai alone, or they can't find the right partner. What do you say to them, people who feel lonely and can't find the right partner?
I guess call up Virgin Radio and speak to Martha.
Yeah, I'm always available. Yeah.
I think, like I said before, I think it's self-love, you know. They need to learn. It's a practice. It takes time.
Yeah.
You know, you need to you learn it. You practice it. If you speak to someone, you say self-love, and they're feeling lonely, there's something missing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like when, if you take a person, and this is kind of like any average person right now, you put them at home, they feel bored. They feel lonely. Mm-hmm. It's because they're so used to the noise. They're accustomed to it. If you put me at home by myself, I'll be like, finally.
Yeah.
Right? This is great, right? It's blissful. It's beautiful. I'll stay there. It's beautiful. And you know, when a person is by themselves and they're not enjoying the company, then they need to really consider the company that they're with. Yeah. So you need to consider, who are you and why are you not enjoying yourself? You know? And so what can we do? Start from breathwork practices. Start from gratitude practices. Mm-hmm. You know, start a gratitude journal in morning and evening, or everything you're grateful for. And practice meditation, practice visualization. Mm-hmm. Visualize that with that inner peace, the beauty, everything. And when you get yourself into that moment and start learning to enjoy the silence, when you enjoy the silence, you start appreciating it. And then when you appreciate it, you spend more time in silence, you'll realize, wow, this is beautiful. I don't need anything else. And at the moment you feel you don't need anything else, you are now detached from the outcome. The universe now will respond with an equal vibration. So somebody who is also full of love and peace will now come naturally to you. It'll manifest automatically or auto-magically, we like to say.
I love that, auto-magically. Master, what courses are you doing at the moment? How can people get involved and sign up to the courses? Because I did one, it changed my life. It was incredible.
Our main event is Manifesting Miracles, a 3-day event. So people can tune in virtually. Mm-hmm. They can also tune in here in Dubai. So we will be, our center will be opening up here in just a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they can attend in person or they can attend virtually.
You can follow him at Master Sri Akarshana. He was a part of changing my life and really opening me up to another world of spiritualism. Master, it's been such a pleasure.